In the October 30th edition of the edgy cat and dog strip Get Fuzzy, Bucky Cat, the surly Siamese, asks a travel agent if she has any packages based on smell. The agent hands over a brochure on Pittsburgh.
If it was really the most filthy city in America, I think I would have stayed away from it. There's no real humor in kicking people while they're down.
Darby Conley, who once visited Pittsburgh and has a college friend there, says he was surprised by the overwhelming response to his cartoon. He says he received over 1,000 emails in a week. Most were lighthearted, though some included death threats and slurs about his family. Conley says the offending strip was simply a joke. He first narrowed the object of his punchline to San Diego, or Pittsburgh, two major cities where his nationally syndicated comic strip is not carried in the big city newspaper.
It's not really going to fly to make the smell joke about San Diego, so it was sort of, well, Pittsburgh. You know, you'd think a lot of people, this is the first time they'd ever heard that there used to be a rumor that Pittsburgh had an aroma.
Well, it wasn't the first time, but wounds from old shots about the city's smell are still fresh enough with the locals, especially since there's been a decades-long effort to beautify and de-scent the Steel City. Conley's joke plays on the stereotype and stench of the city's long-gone fire-belching steel mills. Still, enough Pittsburghers got Fuzzy online for it to cause a stir. Conley says most of the responses, while protesting the crack about the city, did understand that it was lighthearted. Pittsburgher and Fuzzy fan Jim D. emailed Conley touting the city's merits, and he expressed high hopes for the strip.
Maybe the best thing that'll come out of this would be that Get Fuzzy will finally get syndicated in Pittsburgh. We won't have to go online to look at it every day.
Darby Conley says he regrets striking a sensitive nerve with Pittsburghers, and he plans an apology of sorts in a future strip. Still, he's not planning to visit his friend there anytime soon.